This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Doing well, doing well. Excited to be at GAC. It's
yeah.
to be live and in person.
Is this your first one?
This is the first one I've been to. So I'd always heard mythic status about how amazing it is. And thus far, it's living up to the billing. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, we call it the big family reunion.
Yeah,
This is the biggest family reunion because we've been gone for 2 years, obviously. So it's kind of like a GAC unlike any other, for
Absolutely.
Sure. So yeah. So how does it feel to be back amongst lots of people again, if you haven't been at a large gathering yet. So.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good, especially, you know, I joined Filene about a year ago as a senior director of incubation, leading some of the work there. And so really to kind of build that network and really build those relationships and get a chance, one of my favorite things to do is just to hear the stories of all the different credit unions and where they came about and you know, their how big they are, what they're working on.
Mm-hmm.
So to get a chance to just bump into people and everybody you're talking to has a different story, different thing they're focused on. It's just been a lot of fun to get a chance to meet some of these fantastic credit union folks.
You'll find this industry quite, if you haven't already, quite infectious because the people are so nice.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of energy. People in credit unions love being at credit unions. That's infectious. That's
they have a passion.
No doubt.
Hey, well, let's talk about the topic at hand here, shall we? You guys are announcing a new innovation program called The Lab at GAC. You said you just announced it this morning here. So tell us a little bit about it. What is it and how does it work?
Sure thing. So yeah, we're really excited about this. It's our newest innovation and incubation program. Mm-hmm. It's called The Lab at Filene. And what we're trying to develop and build here is a standing platform to run tests to get answers to the questions that credit unions are thinking about the most.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, in the last year, a lot of my work has been trying to understand where those new ideas, opportunities that credit unions want to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing I walk away with is there's so many of them. There are so many different things that you could approach, this new product, this new tool.
Yeah.
And at the same time, credit unions are more stretched than ever in terms of, you know, running core conversions or trying to figure out how to support their staff and members as they go through the COVID pandemic. And it becomes really difficult to figure out, okay, I've got a limited amount of capacity to try to figure out what next steps we need to take, and a huge array of options, where do I go? And
mm-hmm.
so understanding that that could be daunting for any individual mm-hmm. institution, we want to create a lab where we can do this together.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way the lab will work is each year we'll pull together a group of, we're targeting about 20 or 30 credit union partners and sponsors, and we're going to put in front of them, here are the ideas that we see at Filene. You know, we've got our 6 centers of excellence
mm-hmm.
that are, you know, diving in. We've got researchers and academics trying to unearth some of those key questions and do some of the research. We've got our communities where we're able to pull together our membership and hear from them around what's top of mind. And then we have a lot of fintechs knocking on our door wondering, hey, you know, what are the members in your membership thinking about and those other credit unions?
Yeah.
So across that, we want to take those things that we think are most interesting and put them in front of this group and say, you tell us what you think we should test and what types of tests can give you answers to figure out whether there's something there or not, right? So the idea would be let them choose 4 to 6. We want to balance it between solutions that are designed to help credit unions grow and solutions that are going to help them increase their impact and their on their members and community and in terms of overall well-being. And then this is where Filene has a long track record of running incubation projects and working with credit unions to help them run them in their own institutions. We're going to work with them to actually put those ideas to the test, whether that be through putting new concepts in front of members or staff or even getting all the way to live pilot testing. Here's a new product, a new loan idea that we want to see in market. Let's see what we can learn and through a quick hit tests, we wanted to think no longer than 3 to 6 months and get the results back out into the market in time for them to actually be able to do something about it. So the idea would be each year we run this on an annual basis so credit unions know, okay, this is the time where we're thinking about what are those top topics and this is the time where Filene's going to be reporting out on them.
Mm-hmm.
If we see that something's successful, we want to work with our partners to figure out how we can scale it and continue to grow. So we're really excited about it. We think it's going to be a great way to both identify which of those solutions can provide a little bit of clarity to the marketplace about, hey, this is a good step you can take.
Mm-hmm.
This one, maybe not so much. We keep using the metaphor of Indiana Jones. You know, he's walking through with the Temple of Doom, and you take the wrong step, there's a booby trap. So let us be Indiana Jones for you. Let the lab take those first steps and kind of show you the safe path. But then the institutions that we're working with as well, those credit unions, this is an opportunity for them to build their muscle for innovation as well. And we just see that a lot of organizations are hungry for the time and space space and resources to help their staff develop that innovation competency. And so through engaging in this community of testers and working with Filene and some of the evaluation support and technical assistance we can bring, we think we can help each of those credit unions increase their innovation competency on a go-forward basis as well.
This sounds like a cousin of the I3 program. So is there a little bit of segue between the two?
Or? Absolutely, yeah, that's a great flag. So again, the I3 program, which works with emerging leaders in the credit union space, the same thing, kind of help develop their innovation competency and really walk them through both the leadership skills they need to affect change in their organization, as well as just what's a method for really approaching new ideas. The end of that program, it's a two-year program. The last year is dedicated to creating new ideas and prototypes that they can start to work.
Okay.
What we want to do is use the lab as that second step for the I3 program. So as we see those prototypes and ideas emerging from folks in that program, again, the ones that show promise, can we take them a step further through the lab and actually give them some more live testing? So that's another place where we just see, you know, between our research centers, between our communities like I3 and others, we've just got an embarrassment of riches in terms of good ideas that come our way. And so,
you know, more the merrier.
Let us help organizations filter through them and move forward. So we are really excited about that I3 as well have an opportunity to see not only that an opportunity to build a prototype, but a potential opportunity to continue to see it grow and really have a channel and function for that. So,
benefit message here. I think we both kind of know the answer here, but I would love to get your take. What's the benefit of this new program for credit unions? Obviously, new ideas, you know, spark, you know, brainstorming, things like that, all those buzzwords. So how do you see this benefiting credit unions overall?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So number one, you know, the system effects we think are going to be important in terms of making the whole system more efficient in their approach to innovation by kind of doing it together. Again, figuring out which of those ideas are the ones that a lot of credit unions have on the mind. We can test them so that we don't have hundreds of institutions trying to test the same thing at the same time. But for the individual institutions that are really participating and engaging, and we're really looking for those sponsors and credit union sponsors and partners to come on board, number one, it's a real opportunity to be a part of this overall innovation community in a way that, as I mentioned before, is going to help your organization expand its capacity for innovation. So if you do have one or two people or groups that right now are trying to do it off the side of their desk, well, behind them, you can now give Filene's team, right? We're able to provide that technical assistance to help you actually execute those tests. And we're able to connect you with a network of other credit union partners and innovation experts that can trade notes. Hey, what's working for you? You know, we really realize that a lot of that component around innovation, it's culture, it's systems, it's how you structure your teams, and there's so many different ways to do it. So we think this is going to give our partners some exposure to all the different ways credit unions are innovating and help them develop some of those best practices. And then just by going through the process of running tests, we want, and I should say, each of the sponsors that are selecting the tests, we want them to actually run them as well. By doing that each year, you're getting some exercise, right? You are testing out what does innovation look like in our institution and kind of developing a little bit of momentum so that even if you are innovating on your own, you've got a model for how to do it. You've got a way to really approach
that.
So, you know, it's an opportunity to be on the vanguard for credit union innovation and for your own institution, a way to really strengthen your muscle for how you can adapt and change going forward.
How do credit unions get involved with this? I mean, obviously you're looking for participants, so how do they get involved?
Yeah, so number one, they can reach out to me. my email address is
right here.
joshs@filene.org. But outside of that, we just launched on our website a page around the lab. If you go there, you can learn a little bit more about the program and even click a button and say, hey, I'm interested in participating and joining. We are really eager to see, you know, where those institutions are that are interested and hungry to be a part of this. So please reach out. We're happy to answer any questions. More than anything, we're really excited about bringing in that first group to move forward. We're going to hopefully be launching our first meeting in June or July to select the test and then be off to the races from there. So between now and then, we're looking to bring those partners in and let's get going.
Yeah, I'm really curious or even anxious to see like some of these ideas and then how the program will evolve over the years based on that, maybe that first group, what they do.
Absolutely.
And then taking it from there. Each one will probably go to another level, I guess, I'm assuming.
Absolutely.
Lack of better terminology. But this is exciting for the industry. So
it is.
Really
it
cool
is.
Stuff.
Yeah, and we're thrilled. We've got our first couple of sponsors on the credit union side. Farmers Insurance, Federal Credit Union, and Michigan State University Federal Credit Union have stepped forward and said they're interested in being a part of the lab and they're going to be joining. And the folks at Visa provided us with $500,000 in in-kind innovation support. So we'll be able to tap into their lab. What kind of training, development, and other resources can we take there and share with those credit union partners at the table to help them continue to innovate? So got a little bit of a good start with those folks. Really thankful for their support and looking to continue to build.
Well, what's interesting is that you mentioned Michigan Michigan State, because if I'm not mistaken, they have an innovation lab of their own, right?
They do.
April Klobes, and I can't remember who their technology person is over there.
Yeah, there's April, and we've worked a lot with Ben Maxim and Amy Eisman-Hauer.
Been
fantastic. Absolutely. The lab at MSU, that is called the lab at MSU, or is it the lab at Filene? It's not an accident. We really see that the work that they did in developing that innovation competency as really standing out from the pack in terms of this is how a credit union can really build in not only the muscle to test new things, but also how you can implement them.
Okay.
And so, again, we want to take that model and through the lab at Filene, offer that opportunity to kind of get that experience for all the participating institutions and hopefully help them build that kind of competency and group in their own institutions. So, we're really thankful for them as a supporter and just the inspiration they provided around, hey, credit unions can do this. Yeah. They can really figure out a good way to move forward.
This is going to catch fire, Josh. Oh, my gosh.
I hope so. I'm excited. This is the fun stuff, right?
Oh, my gosh. I'm jealous. I want to be a part of this thing. Okay, all right. Last question. Where can folks go? Obviously, the website. Is there a specific spot on the website they can go to check
out? We'll have, if you go to the front page of our website, we are making the big announcements, so we should have some links there, as well as any of our LinkedIn, social media. We're going to be making a big push to get the word out. If you know any Fileners, any one of them would be more than happy to talk to you about the lab. And again, worst comes the worst, joshs@filene.org. I'm more than happy to talk about the work we're up to.
We'll put your email in the show notes if you don't mind.
Fantastic.
And we'll get right to you. Okay, cool. Alrighty, Josh. Well, anything else to add to wrap up?
Just want to say thank you again, Mike, for the opportunity
welcome.
And all the work you do for the credit union system.
My pleasure.
It's always
my
exciting to hear about all the great conversations that you're having with other folks and to get a chance to participate in some of them.
Well, thank you. Really thanks for coming in. I know you have probably have a very busy schedule, so we appreciate the time that you provide us as well. So this is really cool. I'm really anxious to see what happens with this.
More to come.
Exactly. Yeah. To be continued, for sure. All right, Josh, thank you very much. Josh Sledge from Filene Research Institute introducing the lab at Filene. So really anxious to see what happens.
Terrific.
Good stuff. All right, Josh.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.